Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David, Subian, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Mori Katan Daf, Tes Zion. Everything you ever wanted to know about Nidui and were afraid to ask, that's today's daf. It's a rather long daf, so you're going to have to hold on to your hats. Good morning. Great to be back here in BMW in Woodmere, giving the shiur. Good morning. Avi, Yitzchak, Chaim, Dr. Joe, Chanachelech, David Yoshua, Reuven, let's get started. We are on the top of Tesayin Av at the words, Amar Rava. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Minolan de Bishadrin Shlich de Beidin Rimzanin Le Ledina. How do you know that you send a Shlich Bezdin when you have a court case with somebody, you're allowed to send a Shlich Bezdin in order to invite him? You don't have to invite him yourself. You could send the Shliach Bezdin to Chsiv. Vayishlach Moshe l'krol dasan l'avir m'nei Eliyav. Moshe Rabbeinu sent. He was going to have a din Torah again against dasan v'avir. U'minon zamnin l'dina. Dimizanin l'dina. How do you know? And the Rishonim, the Achronim and Rishonim struggle with what's the difference between this and the line before. Last one's how you know you send the Shliach. This is how you know that b'chlal there's a din that you could be mazmin somebody to a din Torah. Why couldn't you learn from the last one? They discuss this. How do you know that you are bechlal mazman? You can invite a person to a din Torah. Maybe it means you could set aside a certain place. You and your aide, I want you to be there tomorrow morning. And Aaron. Atav ahim v'aron mochar. Lekame gavar rabba. And we know you could even invite somebody to a din Torah in front of a great rabbi or the Rabbanu Shalom. Dechsev. Lifnei Hashem. He said to God, Heyu Lifnei Hashem. So I'm telling you, I'm inviting you to a din Torah in front of not only a great rabbi, but in front of the Rabbanu Shlom himself. At Uplanya. How do you know that you have to mention both people in the Hazmana? When you invite somebody to a din Torah, you have to mention both people. Because what does it say? Dixiv Atov Ahem V'Aaron. Right? You, Korach, and the Eda are arguing on me. You're saying that I appointed Aaron by myself, and I didn't have a Kodesh Baruch appointing him, so we'll have a Din Torah tomorrow morning. You, your Ada, and Aaron are in the Din Torah. Dekavin and Zimna, how do you know that you're supposed to set a certain time for the court case? Dechsev Machar, because in this very same thing it says, I'll tell you exactly when the court case is going to be, tomorrow morning. Zimna Basar Zimna, how do you know that if the guy doesn't show up to the first appointed time, you don't yet put him in cherem. You have to invite him first for a second time. Dechsev, this is a nevuah in Yirmiyahu about wars with the nations. Karu sham paro melech mitzrayim sha'on hevir hamoed. He passed up the time for the first war, so we gave him another time for the second war. They all ask, this is not really talking about Bezdin, it's talking about wars. But apparently, this is a source. He called him. What's the simple pshat here? Shakaru v'chrizu sham b'chayel nevuchadnetzar shapar melchatam be'a kol she'in shel chaylosav b'gaiva heavier samoid shel milcham nevuchadnetzar v'lo ba'li lachem. He was afraid. Paro was afraid of Nebuchadnetzar, so he didn't show up the first time to fight with him. Again, how you extrapolate from this to courts is a good question. It's basically from the end of the pasuk heavier hamoid that he was supposed to come the first time, then he missed the first time, so he came the second time. So the Mefarshim says it's just a simen. This is not a real limud. This is not. We're not talking about hazmana ladim. We're not talking about nidoy. So say the Achronim, and the Rashash says Rashi's trad is very difficult. So it's a little difficult what the drasha from here is. And we know in Dimas Paker b'shlicha de beidina va'asi va'amar lo mischazi kalish nabisha. How do you know that if the Baal Din makes fun of the Shliach Bezdin, who invites him to the Din Torah, he makes fun of him. So it's not Lashon Hara to come tell the judge that this guy made fun of me. Not only he doesn't want to come, listen to me, he's making fun of me. It's not Lashon Hara. I'm allowed to say this. Dechsev, because somehow it got back to Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what Korach responded when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the shliach to invite him to the din. What did he say? Even if you knock out the eyes of the shlichim, we're not coming. And somehow that got back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So obviously the shliach told Moshe Rabbeinu that Korach and his Eda made fun of the Hazman of the Shleich Pesach. Uminolan de Misham Tinan. How do you know that a person who refuses to go to Bezdin, we put him in Cherem, we put him in Nidui, Tichsiv? Because in Shiras Devorah, Devorah sang a song when she defeated Sisera and Barak. Devorah and Barak together sang. And what did they sing? Oru Meiroz, Amar Malach Hashem. Oru, Oru Yoshveha. Cursed should be the people of Meiroz. Well, we'll see what Meiroz is in a minute. So you see that Barak put them in Cherem. So the Gemara says we can learn something else from this. Dahachi Svara de Gavra Rabba. How do you know that I'm putting you in Cherem in the name of the judge? Dechsev Amar Malach Hashem. Or Meiroz Amar Malach Hashem. That I'm not putting you in Cherem. But the judge is putting you in Cherem. Minon. How do we know that not only could he put somebody in Nidui, which is a lower level of Cherem, but there's a Cherem, which is a higher level of Cherem. It's more severe than Nidui. We learned in yesterday's daf that a Menudeh, you could teach him Torah, and he could teach people Torah. You could hire him, and he could be hired. But if someone's in Cherem, he's not allowed to teach Torah, and you can't teach Torah to him. He's allowed to just learn Torah on his own. And you can't hire him, he can't hire you, but he's only allowed to make a small little parnasa to stay alive. So how do you know that there's such a thing called Cherem? Dechsiv, Oru, Aror. So Aror is, he doubled it over. So there's the basic level of Nidoy, and then there's Oru, Aror. There's double Cherem, double Nidoy, which is Cherem. We'll see exactly when that, how that comes into place. Now, da'achel v'shasi ba'adeh, how do you know that Bezdin is not only decrees a nidui on a guy, but they could even say no one's allowed to eat or drink with him? V'koy ba'arba amas today, no one's even allowed to go within 4 hours of him. Dechsiv yoshveha, those people who sit next to him also are going to be in this curse. Now, it's true that Mekar Adin, you're not allowed to sit within 4 amos of somebody who's in Nidui, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia and the Tesame Beis. But someone who does that, he doesn't get cursed himself. Here, the Gemara is trying to prove that if Bezdin wants to be Machmir more on the Menudeh, they can even include in the Nidui anyone who sits within his 4 amos. So say the Ritva and the Rush in the name of the Ravid. That's what the Gemara is adding to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, because even Mekar Adin, you're not allowed to sit there. But even he could be, even someone who's sitting within 4 hours of him could be included in the curse. We know in the Partina Chatai B'Tzibura, how do we know that we publicize the averas of this guy? Dechsev, Kilo Bo Le'ezus Hashem. In this case of Or Meiroz, Barak and Devorah, they cursed Meiroz, the residents of Meiroz. It said why they cursed him. Kilo Bo Le'ezus, they didn't come to fight in the battle against Sisera. They didn't come to fight. Va'omar Ula, and Ula further says, had they put Meiroz into Nidui, Va'omar Ula, ba'arba me'a shipurei shamte barak Meiroz. They blew 400 shofars. That's the way they put him in Cher. They made a big deal out of it. They blew 400 shofars. We'll see that the shofar is an important part of the Nidui process. Ikadamre. Now, who was Meiroz? Now again, from the simple pshat, I thought it sounds like Meiroz is the name of a town. No, it says Oru Meiroz, and then it says Oru Oru Yoshveha, those who sat. I always thought it meant the town, but the Gemara says no. Guess what? Doesn't mean the town. Meiroz. What is Meiroz? It says the Gemara Ikada Amre Gavarabahava. Meiroz was a big man. He was a gvir. He was a chashava person. And they asked him to come help in the fight, in the war effort, and he refused to join Klal Yisrael. And Vigadamri Kochavahab. No. Meiroz is a star in heaven. It's a mazel. And it was the constellation, it was the zodiac sign of Sisera. Shneamar, Min Shamayim Milchamu HaKochavim. So all the stars in heaven were fighting against Sisera, except Meiroz didn't want to come to the Meroz was a star that didn't want to come to the help of the other stars, says the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to challenge us a little bit later. Good morning. When we know in Demafkarina Nechasei, how do we know that Bezin is going to be mafkir the property of someone who doesn't listen to them? Tiksiv, Pasuk in Ezra. Ezra gathered all of Klal Yisrael together when he made Aliyah, and he gathered all the downtrodden of society, and a lot of them had married non-Jewish women. And he said about them, anyone who doesn't show up to this meeting, Ezra was going to give a big Musa Shmuz to all of Klal Yisrael, anyone who doesn't show up, all his property is going to be Hefker. How do we know that we make life miserable for people who violate the halachas in order to get them to try to do tshuva? V'laitinan umachinan. We fight with them, we curse them, and we even hit them. We give them lashes. V'talshinan say, we rip out their hair. Whoa, that's pretty serious. Umashbi'inan. And we make them swear they're not going to violate any more yisurim. Dichsiv, pasuk Nechemya. All those people that had violated the dinim, that had married non-Jewish wives. V'arivimam. Also, pasuk Nechemya. V'akalem, v'akemem, anashim, I'll hit them. V'amortem, v'ashpiyem. I will make them swear. What's va'amortem? Curse them. Huminon to kafsinan. How do we know that we bind their hands together? Va'asrinan. And we even tie them to an amud to whip them. Va'avdinan hardafa. And we do hardafa to them. We'll see in a minute what hardafa is. Dechsev, same pasuk in Ezra. Hein lamus, hein lushrushay, hein leenash, nechsen ule surin. My lushrushay, amr adamari, amr nechemim bar baruch, amr abchia bar avan, amr abyuda. Hardafa. My hardafa, I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelis, Mishrei, the Rav. Menadin la'alter. In certain cases, a guy's a big balavera, we could put him in neder right away, even without waiting. Vishonin la'achas loshim yom. If he doesn't back out, then we put him in neder again for another 30 days. U'machrimin la'achas shishim. And then we're going to put him in cherem if he doesn't back down after 60 days. No, we don't put him in chayim right away. Rav Chista disagrees. He says, first you got to warn him Monday, Thursday, and warn him. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Hani mili lemamona. But that's only, when do we wait and put him into chayim Monday, Thursday, Monday? When he, let's say, he's being accused of stealing from somebody. He violated, right, or he has a dinimamunus issue with somebody else. Aval afkirusa, but if a guy is mevaze talmud chacham, then la'alter. Then you put him in cherem right away without warning him Monday, Thursday, Monday. If it's a din tire of money that he's not playing ball in, then you got to give him time. But if he was mevaze talmud chacham, we're putting him in cherem because he made fun of a Torah scholar. We could put him in nidui right away. We don't have to wait. Hahut, then Gemara is going to tell some stories about this.
Do we follow this today?
Not quite. I don't think so. I mean, you have sometimes people could be in cherem. I think you could have something like that.
Is that not good?
Maybe a guy, yeah, if a guy doesn't want to divorce his wife, sometimes they might put him in cherem. We don't really have a bezdin situation so much nowadays. We have Bezdin for courts. Yeah, you have a Masariv Ladin. I think you do have, if a guy refuses to listen to Bezdin, I think you have some things. I'm not sure exactly how we enforce it. Hahu tabcha dispaka b'Rav Tuvi bar Masna. There was a certain shoychet who made fun of a rabbi. Imnu ole abai v'rava v'shamtu. So abai and rava sudin made fun of a rabbi. They put him in cherem. Or they put him in nidui. Lesof. So then the guy did tshuva. He wanted to make up with the rabbi. So he went and he made peace. Well, he apologized. He apologized. Amar Abai, now what should we do? Hey Chilevit, what do we do? Lishrele, should we get rid of the nidui? Lo chal shan pelet tlosin yomen. It hasn't been 30 days yet. And we know there's halacha that the minimum shear of a nidui has to be 30 days. Lo lishrele, if we don't let him go back, kaboy rabbanon lemeal, the rabbis need steak. The rabbis need meat. So the guy was a butcher. He's the only butcher in town. If he's in nidui, he can't go. Abai didn't know that halacha. He asked Ravidi Bar Ovin, have you heard anything about such a case? Could we be matir and needed before 30 days if the guy apologizes? Tut asar v'tut shari. It's the shofar that made him in cherem. So the same shofar could get rid of the cherem. You don't have to wait 30 days. Amalei, Abai didn't like that answer. Hanimilu mamona. That makes sense for a monetary case. Avalaf kirusa, guy who's mevaza tamachacham ad chadasham to let plus in yomin. He felt you got to wait 30 days. The poskim say we don't file this. The poskim say in halacha, Abai holds that if you're menada guy because he's mevaza tamachacham, we're not matir to left the 30 days, even if he makes peace. The Rif disagrees. And he said, the Rif says that if he makes peace, we let him out of the cherem right away. And the Rosh Paskin is that way as well. And in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, Yoredei Asimin Shin Lama Dalet, Sif Yodalet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that way also. That if the guy makes peace, you don't wait 30 days, you're going to get rid of the Nido even within 30 days. Alma Kasev Rabbi, Hani Beit Lasa, the Shabiti Lasa, Tlasa Achinu Masharalei. Sounds like from this, from the fact that he was looking for a way that he had to find a way to get rid of the nidui. Seems from this that Abai holds that if a person puts somebody in cherem, you can't have another bezdin that removes the cherem. It's got to be the bezdin, the administering bezdin itself that administers the cherem. You can't have somebody else remove the cherem. Otherwise, that could have been a solution. Even though Abai made the cherem, let somebody else get rid of it. The boilahu, because the bnei yeshiva asked this kasha, hanibi klasa de shamitu. If you have three people, put somebody in cherem, can you find somebody else to go get rid of the cherem? Toshma. Menudul Talmud. If a Rebbe puts somebody in cherem, then all of his students have to observe the cherem. But menudul Talmud, but if a guy, let's say, was not nice to a student, and the student puts him in cherem, ain't a menudul rav. So the rabbi doesn't have to observe the cherem. Hamenuda le'iro, menudul le'iracheres. If you put in cherem by the people of your city, even other cities have to observe that. However, menudul acheres in menudul liro. But if other people from not your home city put you in cherem, your home city doesn't have to observe that cherem. Menudul anasi, menudul chal yisrael. Once the nasi puts you in cherem, all of klai has to observe it. Menudul chal yisrael, menudul anasi. Rav Shem Gael Omer, echa metamin shenida, if a student puts a guy in cherem, vameis, and that guy dies, chelko ain't a mufar. The other two guys might be able to get rid of the cherem, but his chelik is never done. Oh, so you see that somebody else can't remove it. Shema mina tlas. The Gemara says from this story, we learn three things. Shema mina talmud shenidul chavodo nidu yonidui. That not only can a rabbi put somebody in cherem, but even the Talmud can put somebody in cherem if he was made fun of. Ushma mina kol echad v'echad made for chelko. Everybody can get rid of their own nidui. You don't have to get everybody together. If one bezdin put somebody in cherem, he can't get somebody else. Because Gemara says that this guy died, he put him in cherem, he died, that was it. The cherem is there forever. Nobody can ever get rid of it. Amar memory, hilchasa, the halacha is not this way. The halacha is, if three people put somebody in cherem, you could have a different bezdin that comes and removes the cherem. Amar Rashla Mimar. Vatanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa Mishnah? Omer, Echamin Tamin Mishinido Meis, Chelko in a Mufar, my lav, in a Mufar Klaut, lo, Atas Betos Achine Misharolei. Maybe you could reread that Brisa to mean, yeah, his Chelok is not removed until somebody else comes and removes the Cherim. Tanar Banan, Ein Nidu Pachas Mishloshim Yom. Right? So you have to figure out how to put this together with the Gemara said before, that if the guy was Meichel, then maybe you could end it before 30 days. The Rishonim try to figure out how to put these two things together. So apparently, so far we've learned two levels. There's nidui and there's cherem. Now we're learning there's something lighter than nidui, which is called nizifa, which is just the rabbi is officially angry at you. Okay, what does that mean exactly? Ve'ein nizifa. So you have to sort of sit in your house as if you have been rebuked. So if a rabbi gets angry at somebody, so says the Meiri, you got to sit in your house. That's only a week. Hanazav noeg ka'adam ha'muchlam she'yoshim beveso. You're embarrassed. You sit in your house in embarrassment, and you have to hide from people. And you should not show your face to that one who got upset with you. V'yimayet b'schok. You don't joke around. V'dibur v'asakov. V'yitzar atzmo le'ini roav. Aval ein tzarech lis. But you don't have to be like a menuda. You don't have to not eat with people, not drink with people. You have to not say Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, this is all from the Meiri. Anyway, there's a lighter level. We'll see why you get it in a minute. So, how do we know this? Ein nezifa pachas mishiva. Ah, so we could all figure out what the pasuk is. Pasuk nechumish. Val bishin raya ledavar zeich ledavar. We have a hint of this in the Chumash Nemar by Miriam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu embarrassed her because she spoke Lashon Hara. Had her father embarrassed her, she would be embarrassed for 7 days. So she should be out for 7 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that if her father embarrassed her, she'd have to be in Nezifa for 7 days. So too, I gave her Saras, she has to be in embarrassment for 7 days because she spoke Lashon Hara. So you see from here, the Nezifa is 7 days. I'm Rav Chista, Nidu Yishalanu, Rav Chista says that in Bavel, even though in Eretz Yisrael, the Nidu was 30 days, in Bavel, the Nidui of Bavel was like the Nezifa in Shelahed of Eretz Yisrael. So it was only 7 days. Nidui in Bavel was only 7 days. So the Rishonim asked, what do you mean? Earlier we had cases in Bavel and it was 30 days. Hagos HaMonis answers that Shemashim Rav Chista, Shenidus on Shiva Yamim, Dafka, if it wasn't an embarrassment to a Talmud Chacham, but the Chacham got angry with him. But if it was Mevaza Talmud Chacham, then it's 30 days even in Bavel. A lot of discussion in the Achron about this. Okay. Benazifa Shalem says the Gemara, really? Unazifa did who? Shiva Vesulo? Really? Is the Nezifa of Eretz Yisrael only 7 days? There was a story that happened to Rishim Barabi and Bar Kapar was sitting and learning. They were having difficulty understanding a certain sugya. Amalei Rabbi Shimon Bar Kapar. So Rabbi Shimon, who's the son of Rabbi, said to Bar Kapar, "Davar zeh tzarich Rabbi. We have to ask my father. We need to ask my father this shaila. This is a hard shaila." Amalei Bar Kapar, Rabbi Shimon, "Umar Rabbi over Davar zeh." I don't even think your father's going to be able to help us with this. Ooh, not so nice to say about his father. I don't think your father's going to be able to help us. Ooh. Ooh. There's no Rebbe in the world that can understand this. Azal, so of course, Rav Shimba Rebbe went and he told his father what Bar Kapara said. So the Chavetz Chaim has over here, why wasn't it Lashon Hara?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. Yeah? Azal, they work on that kasha. There's a lot of that in this morning's shiur. They work on that kasha. We've got to finish the daf. Azal Amarle Lavua. So he went and told his father that Bar Kapara made fun of him. He wasn't going to know the answer. So we have over here the Miyuchas L'Rashi, right? This is not really Rashi. This is the Miyuchas L'Rashi. They think it's Rashi. They don't know who it is. The Miyuchas L'Rashi writes, Rabbi Shimon said this to his father just like Kimasapar Lefi Tumo, not to say Lashon Hara al Bar Kapara. He just like was telling him the story that happened. Somehow he didn't intend to say Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim asks in the Sefer Ber Mayim Chaim, even Misaper Lefi Tumo isn't Issa Lashon Hara. He says that what Rashi means to say is that at the time that he said it, he didn't think there was an Issa Lashon Hara. And then the Shaila is, how could Rebbe believe it? How could Rebbe be Mekabel Lashon Hara? The answer is, Rebbe lo kibos Lashon Hara. He said that maybe it wasn't Lashon Hara. He wasn't sure whether it really happened or not. Okay, we have to work on this.
He's like a shliach who's going to. You said earlier that the shliach is telling him to come to Bezdin, you're allowed to tell him, you know, he doesn't want it.
Yeah, but that's when he's openly mocked the command of the Bezdin.
Yeah. I don't know. Amalei Lavua, he told his father. Ikbid, Rebbe got very upset at what Bar Kapara said. Then, afterwards, Rebbe got sick. Rebbe got sick and he had a lot of Yisurim. The Gemara says elsewhere that Rebbe was Mekabel on himself Yisurim. Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Rebbe was Mekabel on himself Yisurim. Bava Metzia Pehe, we'll have to get there. Also, Bar Kapara lis Chazuile. So Bar Kapara came to visit him. Amalei, Rebbe said to him, Bar Kapara, Eini Makircha Me'olam. I've never recognized you ever. Meaning he was trying to tell him that he didn't want him to be there. Yada Danak and Musa Bedate, so Bar Kapara understood from this that Rebbe was upset at what he said. Nog Nizifusa Banafshi Tlosin Yomen. He observed 30 days of Nizifa over this. Ah, so this is Eretz Yisrael. Nizifa and Eretz Yisrael, we just said before, was 7 days. that the Nidui in Babel was like the Nazifa, the 7-day Nazifa in Eretz. But here you see Nazifa in Eretz was 30 days. That's one story. Shuv Pam Acher. Pam Echer, another story. Gaza Rebbe Shlo Yishon Tamidim Bashuk. Rebbe made a decree, you shouldn't teach Torah in public. Because it's more kavod to teach Torah in private than in public. Whoa. So some say what this means is, this is a, so Rashi in Sukkah Mem Tesem and Beis talks about this, and Rashi in Pesachim Kufiyud Beis Amud Aleph explains that a person should not teach where people are passing by because it's very difficult to concentrate. If people are walking by the shir all the time, the guy's walking by, you're going to say, hello, well, how you doing? It's going to interrupt. Oh, that's a good shot. When I was preparing, I didn't even notice that. Couldn't understand it.
Does that include saying the shir on an airplane?
Saying the share on airplane, yeah. Don't worry about it. I was zoned in. I was zoned in. I was locked in. Nobody knew what I was doing. By the way, there was enough other crazy stuff that was going on in the plane. They didn't care what I was doing. My darash, how did Rebbe learn this that you shouldn't say teach Torah in public? Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Chamukei Yireichayich Kmo Chalaim Maaseh Yidei Aman Maaseh Yidei Aman. That's the Torah. It's the Maaseh Yidei Uman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we compare it to a thigh. Ma Yerech B'Seser, just like your thigh is always covered, after V'Torah, B'Seser. Wow. Yotzer Rabbi Chiyah B'Shanu L'Shnei B'nei Echa Bashuk. Even though Rabbi had decreed that you're not allowed to teach Torah in public, Rabbi Chiyah went and he taught his two nephews Torah in the Shuk. L'Rava L'Rava Bavarchana. Shama Rebbe heard about this, that he didn't listen to his decree, Ikbid. He got upset. Also, Rabbi Chiyah l'eschazuye lei. So Rabbi Chiyah came once to visit Rebbe when he was sick. Amalei, Aya. Rebbe like made fun of him. He called him Aya. It's a lashon of Gnai. Because some say it's because Rabbi Chiyah couldn't pronounce his cheses as hays, and his hays as cheses, or his ayins were olives, and olives as ayins. So he called him Aya. Like, you're the guy who always calls ayins. Mi karlach b'chutz, go outside and see who's calling you outside. Meaning he hinted to him that I don't want you in here because you didn't have respect for me. Yada nagamilus b'dadei, so Rabbi Chiyah understood that Rabbi was upset with him. Nagni zivus b'nafshei t'losin yomin. He observed 30 days of nidui. B'yom t'losin shalachlei, on day number 30, Rabbi sent him to come back. Ta hada shalachlei d'lo leisi. First he sent him to come. Then he sent him, don't come. He thought the 30 days was up. At the end he said, we don't say Miksa Yom Kikulo. What was the Havin? What was the Maskana? I don't know. Lusof Asa. So at the end of 30 days, finally, no, when Rabbi Chiyah came in the middle of day 30, Amalei, Amai Asas, why did you come? Amalei, Deshalach Limai Delesi, you called me to come. I Deshalach Delo Lesi, but then I called you not to come. Amalei, Zera Isi Vizel Ora Isi. I only saw the first letter. I didn't see the second email. Karu Alei, so Rebbe called about Rabbi Chiyah the Pasuk, B'Ritzos Hashem Dach Yish Gam O'Yivav Yash L'Mito. Well, since you must have been a tzaddik, so that's why you came. My time of it Marhachi. So Rebbe asked him, why'd you do this? Why'd you teach in public when I told you not to do that? Amalei, Tichsiv. I have another Pasuk, Pasuk in Mishlei. Chachmos Bachutz Tarona. Wisdom should be spoken about in public. Amalei, Im Karisa Lo Shanisa, Vim Shanisa Lo Shilashta, Vim Shilashta Lo Pirshulach. If you learned this pasuk, you didn't learn it twice. If you learned it twice, you learned it three times. If you learned it three times, they didn't tell you the right shot in the pasuk. Chachmos Bachutz Tarona, Kidarabba, the Marabba called Osik Matar Mim Bifnim, Tarasa Machreslav Mim Bachutz. A person who's osik in Torah in private, so somehow the Torah will get out, and your publicity, if you teach Torah in private, quietly, the word will get out, and they will know what a great Torah scholar you are. V'haksiv, asked the Gemara, doesn't say, lo mirosh basesa dibarti. By Matan Torah, the Torah is given in public, not in private. Sounds like a Talmid Chacham should teach in public like Mamad Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, ahu, b'yomei dekala. Yeah, when you have these big Yarche Kalas and people come together, so then everybody's coming, so to learn in public. But when you learn privately in yeshiva, that should be quietly, indoors, privately. The Rebbe Chia, Hai Chamuki Rechak Mai Avidle. Doesn't it say over there that you got to do it in hiding? So he learned the pasuk differently. Muki La, Bitstak over Gemilas Chasadim. Ah. Stuck in Gemilas Chasadim. What's the beginning of the pasuk? Mayafu Pamayach Bana Olim Bas Nadiv. So the nedivus of Tztaka and Gemilas Chasadim, that's supposed to be in private. That should be like your Yer. So says the Marsha. Beginning of the pasuk. Alma Nezifa Tidu Tlasin Yomin. Anyway, this story also says that the Nezifa in Israel was 30 days. Answer the Gemara, Nezifa's Nasi Shining. The Nezifa of a Nasi. Rebbe was the Nasi. So Bar Kapar and Rebbe Chia were put in the Chayim by Rebbe. So the Nasi is 30 days. Unezifa didan kamahave, and what's the nezifa in Bavel? Chad yoma, one day. Ki had the Shmuel Marufa ki Avi Yasa Gar Sishmaiti. One time Shmuel Marufa were learning Torah together. Avi Yasa Marufa kamei the Shmuel. So Marufa was giving cover to Shmuel berichak arba amos. He was like a Talmud. Ki Avi Yasa bedina when they would sit and to judge together. Avi Yasa Shmuel kamei the Marufa. Shmuel would sit in front of berichak arba amos. He would give cover to Marufa because he was a nasi. They would chisel out a place for Marukva to sit that it was lower down. So that Shmuel's words would be more respected because he was his Rebbe. Every day after they would sit and learn together or they would sit in the court, so Marukva would accompany Shmuel home to his house, to his hotel. Yom Achad Itrid Bedine. One time the court case was so distracting that Marukva got distracted. He forgot to walk Shmuel home. Havaz Shmuel Basmei. So Shmuel was like tagging along behind him. Call Mata Lebeski. Mata Lebeski. When they got to the house, Amalei, Shmuel said to him, Lo Nagalach. Is it not dark already? Meaning, isn't it enough that you walked and I'm behind you? You like forgot to walk me? Lishri Li Mar Betigre. Give me permission to go home to my house. Yada Nakamilsa Bedate Samarukva understood the Shmuel was offended, he didn't walk him home. Nog Nizivusa Benafshi Chad Yoma. He observed one day of Nizifa because of Sahi Isis Adavis Yosef Beshvila. There was a certain woman that was sitting in the middle of the road with her legs spread out wide. Have a Pashtakara. She spread out her legs. We call Manifa Choshlai. And she was waving peeled barley. She was trying to separate the peel from the barley. And a certain young tzumer rabbanan means a young sharp Torah scholar. She didn't like move her legs in so that he had to like walk all around her, spread legs in the middle of the street. Omar, this young Torah scholar said, what a mechutzef this young woman is. She's spreading her legs out. It's disgusting in the middle of the street. So the woman went in front of Rav Nachman to find out whether or not she was in Chayim or not. Oh my Lord, Rav Nachman said there, Misha B'Shantim Yivmei, did you hear the Torah scholars say that you're in Chayim? Okay, so just go observe one day. Just go observe one day of Nezifa. You don't have to do the full 7 or the full 30. Zutra Bar Tuvia HaVikapasuk Sidra. He was teaching Chumash, Kamei de Rav Yehuda. He was learning Chumash in front of Rav Yehuda. When he came to a certain pasuk in Shmuel, the Eila Divrei David Achronim, Amar Lei, he said to Rav Yehuda, Achronim, Mechlal Tekir Rishonim. Well, what were the first words of David? Rishonim Aininu. Shasak v'lo Amar Lei v'lo Mide. Rav Yehuda didn't answer. Hadar Amar Lei, he asked him again, Achronim, Mechlal Tekir Rishonim, Rishonim Aini. It's like a little disrespectful. Amar Lei, Mai Daitach, V'lo Yadda Perushat Haikra, Lav Gavar Abuhu. You think somebody who doesn't understand this pasuk is not a great Torah scholar? Like you're making fun of me? You keep asking me to like make fun of me? So he realized that Rabbi Huda got upset with him. So he observed one day of Nezifa. Asks the Gemara, Uda'asan Allah Miha. Once we get to this pasuk, so what's Taka the answer? What was the first words? Very simple. It's the last paragraph. That was the Rishonim. You're singing a song over the fact that the great Tzaddik Shaul was defeated. Ilmale ata shol v'hu David ibati kama David panav. If you were Shol and he was David, you would be destroyed for saying this. So because you have good mazel, not being, you know, Shol's more righteous than you. But because you have good mazel, I'm not going to punish you for singing a song about Shol, because Shol was actually a greater tzaddik than you. Whoa. Haina d'siv. Shigayon David, asher Shol Hashem al davei kush ben yimini. It was a shkaga. David made a mistake by singing a song over the fact that Shol died. Just like someone who's black, his skin is different. So too Shol was different than all other people because Shol was a tzaddik gomor. Whoa. Shol was a tzaddik gomor. And therefore it says that it was a shkaga that David sang to Hashem about the fact that Shol that Shol died. Now, why was it only a shogig? Yeah, because there's one part of the story that Gemara leaves out. Shol was trying to kill David. He was running after David, so that's why he was pretty happy when Shol died. So that's why we let him get off the hook. So says Tysus and Yuma, Chav Bezim and Bez. The reason why it's only a shogig because Shol was actually trying to kill him. So we could forgive David a little bit for singing a song when Shol died. The guy was actually trying to kill him. So that's why he's only a shogig. Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashna about Moshe because he's talking Isha Kushis. What do you mean she's a Kushis? Ella, ma Kushis Mishuna Ba'or, just like a Kushis has black skin, Af Tzipor Mishuna Ba'Maaseh. She was such a tzadekis. Her actions were so mishunadik. They were above and beyond. Kayutzim B'Davar Ta'omer Vayishma Eben Melech HaKushi, the Eben of Tzidkiyahu. They called Tzidkiyahu Kushi V'Chikushi Shema V'Lo Tzidkiyahu Shema Ela Ma'Kushi Mishunim Ba'ora Av Tzidkiyahu Mishunim Ma'asa Kayutzim B'Davar Ta'omer Halo Kivnei Kushim Atem Li B'nei Yisrael Klaiser, you're like Kushim V'Chikushi Mishma V'Lo Yisrael Shema Ela Ma'Kushi Mishunim Ba'ora V'Yisrael Mishunim Ma'asa M'Chol Umos. Klaiser is different in their actions. Some people learn this that we're worse than all the other nations. Some people learn this that we're better than all the other nations. Machlokes, probably different times in history. Sometimes we're like a Kushi. Our accents are so horrible. Tosfos HaRosh says that it was Lera. The Maharsha learns Latov. Okay, I bet I know how Mordechai is going to learn it. Mordechai is going to learn it Latov. Yeah, Klal Yisrael. You're always going to be Malay with Chosan Klal Yisrael. I thought I get this. Okay. What's meant by the pasuk? My dechsev, Noam David ben Yishai, Noam Agever, who come all. Noam David ben Yishai, Shehekim, Ula Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech is the one who taught us how to do tshuva for the Maisa Bat Sheva. Omar, Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Moshe Baldom Tzadik, Moshe Yeras Elokei. Michael, Omar, what's the pasuk mean? Omar, Vevo, Hakamar. Omar, David said, Elokei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Ani Moshe Baldom. Me Moshe be tzaddik shani gozer gzera umevatla. Hashem says when I'm gozer gzera, tzaddik can be mevatla my gzera. Eilas shemos hagibor shel David Yoshe b'Shabbos tachkamoni v'gomer. My ka'amar, what does the pasuk mean? These names were Yeshe b'Shabbos and tachkamoni. These aren't the names of people. Amar Rabbi Avo hachkamar. Ve'eilas shemos gvurosav shel David. These are the greatness of David. Yoshe Basheves. What does that mean? Bishasha Yoshe be Yeshiva Loha Yoshe Al Gabi Karma Kestas. When David would learn Torah, he wouldn't sit on fancy chairs. El Al Gabi Karka. He would sit on the floor when he learned. Chokhama David Rabbi Ira Hayiri Kayam. As long as his Rebbe, David's Rebbe was Ira Hayiri, his Rebbe was alive. Have Masni Lohu Lerabbanon Al Gabi Karma Kestas. He used to teach, on fancy stuff. Kinach Navshe, but when his Rebbe died, have a master David the Rabbanan. David was teached to the Chacham, and then David became the teacher. Rabbi Yosef Agabi Karka. Amulei Leisimar Karmakeses. Why didn't he sit on a nice throne? Lo kibalei. He didn't accept it. He was humble, and he would teach Torah while sitting on the ground. They talk about how do you compare this with Megillah? It says they used to teach Torah standing up. Tach Kamoni. What does that mean in the pasuk? Amarav Amelo Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to David, Hol v'shpalta atzmacha tehei Kamoni. Since you lower yourself by teaching Torah on the floor, you're going to be like me. And he goes, Gzeira v'atam mevatla. Just like I make Gzeira, you can be mevatla the Gzeira. Rosh HaShalishim, Te Rosh L'Shloshes Avos. David HaMelech, you are greater than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Woo! Hu Adinu HaEtzni, Kishah Yoshev Osim Batoria Ma'adin Asru Ketolas. When David HaMelech was teaching Torah, he would cringe himself up. His hands and feet were together, and he would be humble. V'shash Yotzeh L'Molchama Yamakshah Osim Aksim Ka'etz. When you go out to war, he was tough, like wood. Al Shmona Meir's Chal B'Pam Achas. The end of the pasuk says that David HaMelech was able to conquer 800 people in one shot. David HaMelech would shoot one arrow, and with one arrow he'd kill 800 people. And he was upset. How come we only got 800, not 1,000? No. David HaMelech, you would have been able to kill 1,000. But because of the Maisa of Batsheva, we took away a little bit from you. By the way, the Mefarshim say over here that David HaMelech was not roared to the Maisa of Batsheva, and the only reason David HaMelech sinned with Batsheva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it so that he should teach people about tshuva. That if you see somebody like David HaMelech was able to do tshuva, Kal v'chaim, everybody else is able to do tshuva. So say the Mefarshim on that Gemara. That's what it says, Kol HaOmer David Chata Einu Ela Toa. It means it wasn't Aveira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the specific Yetzahara so that he should be able to teach the world that if even David HaMelech could do tshuva, anyone could do tshuva. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos. We'll see you after Shabbos.
Great Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Depends how much.